VOA on V Radio.
Hi V listeners, Ariano Arifin kembali dalam VOA on V Radio Celebrity Update. Setelah sukses dalam serial televisi Grey's Anatomy dan tampil dalam sejumlah film layar lebar seperti 27 Dresses, Knocked Up, dan Life as We Know It, kini aktris Katherine Heigl kembali ke layar kaca lewat serial televisi State of Affairs.
Well, the idea is that I play a CIA analyst who briefs the president every day on the, we'll say, 10 top critical threats facing the nation. So to do that, I have a team of people that work in the PDB vault, which is the president's daily brief, and we distill and siphon through all the intelligence that's gathered throughout all of the different and agencies that protect our nation. So,
sebuah peran yang menantang dan menurut Katherine sangat menegangkan.
It's intense and it's like the stakes are really high, which is what I love about it, and it's true. I think Charlie has the character itself, she has a huge heart and a huge passion to do the right thing. She wanted to make an impact, a bigger difference, being to the right of the president, you know.
Dengan berperan menjadi seorang analis CIA, Katherine Heigl ingin menampilkan sisi lain dari seorang agen intel Amerika.
I think for me, what I found most interesting about it was the idea of sort of looking at the CIA from a different angle. We haven't really seen this side of things, the analysts and Langley and how they're responsible for sort of sifting through all the intel that's brought to them by the CIA operatives and the assets out in the field. And they have to, you know, sift through tons and tons and tons of intelligence to narrow down the most critical threats and what's real and what's not and what's just chatter and what's actionable.
Apalagi dalam serial televisi State of Affairs ini, sejumlah peran strategis yang nampak ditampilkan sebagai karakter perempuan.
And that's what was really important to me about it, is that this isn't, let's not make a big thing about, you know, that it's a female president and it's a woman as her briefer. Let's make it that they're there because they're exceptionally good at what they do, that they have earned this place, and it's not about, you know, them using their feminine wiles or whatnot to get there. It's just their talent, their ability, their level of intelligence and commitment to the country.
Katherine yang pernah meraih piala Emmy untuk perannya dalam serial televisi Grey's Anatomy ini juga mengakui bahwa kini setelah berkeluarga, dalam berakting ia memilih peran yang bisa ia banggakan di hadapan anak-anaknya.
Well, I've always gravitated towards characters and stories that I find some measure of hope or inspiration in. You know, I just want sort of more uplifting stuff. That's just what appeals to me. And I also feel on behalf of my kids, I just sort of want to tell those stories, how we survive, how we grow, how we learn from our mistakes versus, you know, demolished by them.
Okay, V listeners, sekian informasi seputar Katherine Heigl kali ini. Dari Washington, D.C., saya Ariano Arifin. Thank you for tuning in to VOA on V Radio. The Voice of America.